I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends.
Throughout the land, people are planting victory gardens to augment the nation's food supply for war.
First you're alone with a little seed. You plant the seed and soon you're alone with a little bud. And soon you're alone with a little onion. You eat the onion, and boy, are you alone.
Plant a little garden. Eat a lot of peaches. Try and find Jesus on your own.
It's time for the Garden Show, featuring the staff of the Cheyenne Botanic Gardens.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Garden Show here on KFBC Cheyenne Today, presented by Black Hills Energy. The Garden Show, brought to you by Gardening with Altitude, growing from the ground up at 1101 Logan Avenue. Gardening with Altitude, if you're getting that lawn or garden, you're looking for a tree, shrubs, Gardening with Altitude, your place to go this spring, and to chat with them as you get ready to roll. Gardening with Altitude, 1101 Logan Avenue. Good morning, everyone. Reese Monaco with you, and in studio with us today, we do have a horticulturist from the Cheyenne Botanic Gardens. Jacob and Isaiah are here. So, gentlemen, thanks for coming on in and visiting with us today.
Of course.
Also, Mike Heath from the Laramie County Master Gardeners is in studio with us today. Mike, how are you today?
Reese, I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for having us in.
You bet. Mike, we'll just start with you before we get into our conversation with Jacob and Isaiah, but you guys certainly can chime in here at any point. Mike, Laramie County Master Gardeners, a regional garden conference coming up this weekend. Let's talk a little bit about that.
You bet. Saturday and Sunday, we have the Regional Gardening Conference, and that actually encompasses people from, Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, and I think we've got someone coming from Washington this year. I'm not sure about that, but I believe we do.
Really?
It's really a regional conference, and we'll be talking about everything from herbs to saving seeds, landscaping, pruning trees, how to check your soils. African violets, several classes on African violets, lawns, you name it, we've got it.
Okay. Is this an annual thing, or is this kind of...
This is an annual thing that we do. It's not always regional. Like last year, the one we did was more localized, but we did take on the regional project for the Wyoming Master Gardeners this year.
Why'd you do that?
It was our turn.
Come on, Mike. You're supposed to come up with a better answer than that.
We actually rotated among the Master Gardeners groups around the state.
Yeah.
So that not one club is getting all the profits and everything out of it, that we all share the wealth.
Okay, well that makes sense then. So is there a cost to attend this for people?
There is. It's $125 a person. You can pay at the door. And there is, unfortunately, not a discount if you bring multiple people in a family. And I know I'm one of those because my son's attending. And it starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. The doors will open on Saturday for registration. Meals are included. And it's a long day, so, you know, bring your cushion to sit on.
Yeah.
Because we'll go until about 7:30 that night.
Oh, wow. That is a long day.
That is a long day.
Yeah.
So is it all lectures, or is there some hands-on stuff? What's going to be going on?
There's both. In fact, actually, on the pruning portion of it, we'll actually be going around and doing some hands-on pruning around LCCC and taking care of some of their trees for them as the students learn.
Excellent. That's good.
Yeah. On how to prune trees.
Yeah. Okay. So can people, if they're interested, do you have a website, anything people can go to and find out more about this and what exactly is going to be going on?
We do. They can check us out at lcgardeners.com. And it's all there in the What's Happening tab.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they can call me, and I'll be happy to give my personal number. And that is 307-640-2445. And I answer the phone unless I'm on the tractor at any point in time.
So how do you find the lectures and the people that participate in this?
Well, a lot of the folks are aware of it and look for it throughout the year. Attendees come every year. Because once you're there, you're hooked.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I was last year. I attended my first one last year, and Of course, now I'm part of the committee putting it on. and it it really fired me up for gardening. Actually, the entire Master Gardener program did. And my wife actually went in and complained to the county horticulturalist that she had created a monster.
Well, gardening does that to people.
It does.
Kind of, you guys were, yep. It was funny. We were talking, Mike and Jacob and Isaiah were talking before the show started about some stuff that they'd already planted and got going. Yep. And it's almost like you guys at times are almost mad scientists.
Well, and you really are. For myself, I built a hothouse last year. And
oh, cool.
I had always planted in February to make sure things were ready in May, and well, things were ready at the end of March. and I had tomato plants 2-3 feet tall, ready to plant in May, which was too early. This year I planted a month later, and they're ready now, and it's still not time to plant.
Exactly. So, well, how long you been gardening and doing this?
Well, I've been gardening for, almost 30 years.
Yeah.
But not with any knowledge.
Uh-huh.
I've just been kind of winging it. And then I went to the Master Gardener course, learned some things, and decided that there's a lot more out there to learn. And these conferences, like the Regional Gardening Conference, are just invaluable.
Just
with the additional education that you can get, and things just improve from there. Yields improve, the quality of the yields improve. And in fact, right now we grow everything we eat.
Yeah.
We don't buy food from the store anymore.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. A little bit of knowledge goes a long way.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about the Laramie County Master Gardeners. How long has it been around? What do you guys do?
Oh, my gosh. Laramie County Master Gardeners has been around for ages.
Yes.
I'm guessing about 15 years. I'm really not sure about that. Most of the folks that are in the group now, the older folks, are about 12 to 14 years senior in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of community events. For example, we just finished up in the last 3 years. We've contributed $15,000 to the Botanic Gardens.
Yep.
Just for the crevice garden.
Yep. Really?
And then we're also doing the signage out at the Arboretum and the signage there for the trees at the Botanic Gardens itself, projects like that. This year, we're concentrating on getting out into the county, realizing there's more to Laramie County than just Cheyenne.
Yeah.
So we're going to go out to the outlying communities as well.
Oh, excellent.
We also have a very large program at the Boys and Girls Club, where we go in there twice a week and work with the kids on gardening, both education-wise and hands-on during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Looks like you guys have quite the hoop houses and raised beds and stuff down there.
We do. We built three hoop houses to go out at the Boys and Girls Club, and we have, I believe it's 5 or 6 raised beds that the kids use, and they all get to take some of that stuff home.
Good
at the end of the summer.
Yeah, good for you guys. So if people are interested and want to, maybe find out more or join, what do they do?
Okay, they would need to call Catherine Wisner, who's the county horticulturalist, and her number is 307-638-4800.
Okay, and get involved in there. But then not only do you have the regional conference coming up this weekend, but this is always a big one, the plant sale in May, correct?
Oh, you betcha. And that's our primary fundraiser. And, well, I just said where a lot of the money goes. And that's how we spend it.
Yeah.
we do quite a bit with local organizations and just education. We're also involved in a lecture series that's put on every spring.
Mm-hmm.
Just little things like that that they seem very small, but they actually take a lot of work to put together.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a cost to them, so we raise money to pay for those. The plant sale happens on May 12th out of the Archer Complex, and the nice thing about that is it's warm and it's dry.
Yep.
Regardless of what it is outside, it's always warm and it's dry inside.
Might be a little muddy coming in, but it's dry in there.
Well, hopefully this year, not so much.
Yeah.
No construction going on.
Yeah.
But we'll do all kind of things out there as well, and it's not just a plant sale because we'll have vendors for other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, like we've got some of the best popcorn ever. and that person is coming back.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll have trees. In fact, Gardening of Altitude, your sponsor, will be out there.
Cool.
Oh, excellent.
And this year we're going to try something that we started last year. We're going to go into it a lot bigger this year, is mini lecture series inside the plant sale itself.
Okay.
And there's no way I could list off all they are. There's 10 or 15 different lectures that will go on throughout the day. I just know that I'm giving one on essential oils.
Okay.
Oh,
so, yeah. But there's just all kinds of different topics
that people
can come in and sit in on.
Last year, I think I showed up, and it was the Laramie County Conservation District had just gotten done talking, Sean mm-hmm. Kirkwood, and they were just moving on to Mark Ellison with mm-hmm. Urban Forestry here. So mm-hmm. it was kind of hard to listen to them and run around to all these amazing vendors because my wife and I ended up coming out of there with an armful of hot sauce and pickled things. And, I mean, it's a really fun day out there.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
For the plant sales?
Oh, yeah.
And there'll be food for lunch, so you won't go hungry.
Okay. So that's May 12th, correct?
May 12th.
All right. Well, we'll have to get you on here before that, and you can talk a little bit more about that. But, Mike, the Regional Garden Conference coming up this weekend out at LCCC, so... can people buy their tickets in advance, or is it just at the door?
Well, can't go in advance now. It's too late
now.
Okay. But they can buy it at the door, and that is in the Pathfinder building, by the way. I didn't say that earlier.
Okay.
Which is the new building on the backside of the campus, right across from the rodeo arena.
Okay.
Beautiful building, and everything we'll have will be in there. There'll also be vendors in there as well. And then all the food is provided by LCCC, and... they actually have some pretty good food in that cafeteria.
Yeah, the LCCC's cafeteria is one of the best. That's one of the best kept secrets around.
It exactly. Really is.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mike, a pleasure visiting with you. And stop on by LCCC this weekend for the Regional Garden Conference. Laramie County Master Gardeners. Pleasure talking with you, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Reese. I appreciate it.
You bet. So that's going on this weekend. We need to take a time out. When we come back, Jacob and Isaiah stepping forward. This is Cheyenne Today, weekly garden show brought to you by Gardening with Altitude.
Blow tomorrow, just like it blowed today. Someday when your bones turn to dust, that old wind gonna blow away.
That wind is gonna blow today and tomorrow and every day. Hi, everyone. Reese Monaco with you, back with the weekly garden show here on KFBC. Garden show brought to you by Gardening with Altitude. Cheyenne Today, presented by Black Hills Energy. Horticulturists from the Cheyenne Botanic Gardens, Jacob and Isaiah in studio with us today.
Yes, good morning.
Gentlemen,
yes, good morning.
Thanks for making some time for Mike to come in and visit with us a little bit about, I mean, it's all the same. Horticulture, I mean, you guys, it's all one big family, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And the Master Gardeners just do so much for us and so much in the city that, like you said, those classes, that price point, that's amazing. That's invaluable, like you said, to go out there and get that hands-on mm-hmm. doing a lot of that stuff, because it's one thing to sit down and read something out of a book, but that, going out and applying that knowledge is where you get good.
Yeah.
That's where people... garden at home for 30 years and they're amazing gardeners. It's because they're practicing. Yeah. It's not just talking about it, I guess.
Yeah, especially with pruning and stuff like that, because that really is something you have to do to know what you're doing.
For sure. So that's a great thing that they're doing. I totally encourage people to go sign up for that.
634-1240, that is the Fat Boys Tire and Auto phone line. The text line, 630-2266. If you do have a question or a comment for Jacob or Isaiah today, if you do call in with a question or a comment or text in a question or a comment, I will put your name into the 1240 Easy Cash giveaway. The last day to register for that is tomorrow. The winner will be announced on tax day, April 17th. So what a simple way to get your name into the drawing and have a chance to win $500 in KFBC. Easy cash. Guys, we'll always start off talking about what's happening out at the Paul Smith Children's Village. So what's going on out there?
Well, today at 4 o'clock, we have science, flight, air, and planes forced into flight. And they're going to be making little planes and using a compressor to blow these guys around. So that should be fun. Then tomorrow, Friday, and every Friday, is story time at 11 a.m. And that's for preschool-age children. And that's stories and crafts that are based on a weekly theme. Saturday at 9 a.m., was it? Oh, yep. At Barnes & Noble at 9 a.m. You can start there. Your any purchase there benefits the Paul Smith Children's Village. Okay, so
I think, and I think how that works is they're going to give you a card or something if you're if you walk in the door and you fill out what you bought or whatever, and then as you buy it, Barnes & Noble will put that proceeds towards the Paul Smith Children's Village.
Oh, well, that's okay. Awesome. Kind of a little so book come out drive of for Barnes them and there. Noble. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. That sounds excellent. Sunday, they don't have anything scheduled that day, so it's just a free open day there. Then they're closed on Monday, as usual. And then Tuesday, they open back up, and at 4 p.m., they'll have Lego rappel bricks of your own design. And then Wednesday, at 4 o'clock, it'll be the Science, Flight, and Air again. And all of these events are free, thanks to RBC Wealth Management, who is our seasonal sponsor. And if you have any more questions on any of those events, you can go to www.botanic.org and click on the Paul Smith Children's Village area and pull up their calendar, and all that stuff is there at your fingertips. So check it out.
Okay. Yeah. 634-1240. If you do have a question or a comment, text line 630-2266. What's happening at the Botanic Gardens?
Oh, we got all sorts of stuff as usual as we're moving into summer. One thing that has changed is our hours. We are now open to 6 o'clock, and that's Tuesday through Sunday, 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And
Wednesday through Sunday.
Oh, Wednesday. I'm sorry. Yes, Wednesday. That throws me off with the Children's Village being open that extra day. Yes, Wednesday through Sunday till 6. And we have some changes in the Periscope hours. So if you're going to check that out, that is Friday and Saturday. That is open from 10 to 6. And then on Sunday from 10 to 2. And those are the hours that you can go up there, check the Periscope out, talk with the Navy guys. They'll give you the lowdown on all the subs that thing came off of all
they're
that.
They're super knowledgeable. They're awesome to talk to.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. You want to learn about a Periscope, go talk to these guys. They're extremely knowledgeable. They have some ownership in that thing. Yeah. So they really, really like talking about it. Okay. So. And then we have our summer concert series, which begins June 21st. That is a Thursday. And that will be Jay Sjogren. Then the following Thursday in July, the 12th, will be Whippoorwill. And then Thursday, August 9th, we'll finish up with Jalon Crossland, which is always a big pull in Cheyenne. And then we have movies going on, and that's What Was Ours. And that'll be, when is that coming up? We don't have a date on there, so you might want to go online and check that out.
I think that's online.
Or go ahead and call the Gardens. 637-6458 is that main number. And then we have Art Walk, which starts today. And Art Walk is this great thing, the community's monthly celebration of artists and their work. Okay. So during Art Walk, downtown art galleries, businesses, restaurants, the Botanic Gardens are showcasing local and regional visual artists or musicians, and they're generally accompanied by light food and beverages. The trolley will be taking people around all these different stops. It's, like I said, every second Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. I know that we're going to have Puffkins there and selling, you know, their Puffkins there. If you haven't had one of those, they're amazing. They're little pancakes in a muffin shape.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It definitely sounds good.
Yeah, you got to keep them away from me because I will destroy those things. They're wonderful. So we'll have those there. So check out Art Walk. It's definitely the stuff that we have up. I wish we had the artist's name on there, but yeah, it is fantastic. The medium she works in is paper.
Paper that's been layered on top of each other, but the designs, if I'm not mistaken, she zooms in on like leaves and petals and stuff, and all those tiny structures is what she bases her art off of.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
and she'll be given a small demonstration of that tonight, but then an actual class on Saturday, I believe.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I got to ask you guys, you know, we just had Mike in here talking about this conference going up and going on this weekend, and you guys are talking about, you know, knowledge is a great thing when it comes to gardening and doing what you want to do. And then, mentioned Barnes & Noble has the fundraiser going on for the Children's Village. You know, there's always gardening sections and bookstores and things like that. You know, some of it, I would imagine, is just kind of white noise. How do you go about selecting something that would be helpful when it comes to helping yourself or bettering yourself when it comes to being a gardener?
Well, I would say narrow it down. You know, there's plenty of books out there that cover everything, and it's kind of hard to be a gardener and do everything. You know, I would pick a couple things that you're passionate about and then find the books or the magazines that, you know, are specific to those. You know, if you're into landscape, you know, there's a lot of landscaping magazines out there that are fantastic. You can pull these great ideas from. And gardening books, I mean, you can get, you can find a book on tomatoes. You can find a book on growing every kind of tomatoes. So it's really narrow it down. And there's a lot of, I would suggest going to the Laramie County Library as well. Yeah. You know, we actually have a small little chunk of books too that you can check out at the gardens as well. So you can always come in there and check it out. Isaiah, is there anything that you've, you know?
Yeah, I definitely agree with the narrow it down. You know, find what really you're passionate about or very interested about and read as much as you can. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if it's the same thing over and over.
Yeah. Isaiah, is there anything that you have that you would say is kind of like your gardening Bible, that it's your go-to, that you look at, that you always consult?
Since I moved out here, I've had to change it up because I had the a woody plant manual for the Southeast.
Yeah.
That no longer applies. So I'm trying to find a new one for those just because I like to know what I'm looking at, even if I'm walking out in the woods or something like that. It's like, oh, well, that's a so-and-so.
Uh-huh.
So I'm definitely looking for something new, and I will be in touch when I find something.
Okay, Jake, how about you? Do you have anything that that's your go-to?
Like it's the Rocky Mountain Plant ID, and just like Isaiah was saying, you know, these books are invaluable for, you know, stepping out anytime and being, what is this? You know, is this a weed? Should I kill this? You know, any of those ID books are generally something that I look to first. But as far as gardening and stuff goes, Shane's book is always fantastic, especially if you're going to be growing in any sort of greenhouse or any structure like that.
Yeah.
His book is great. He handed it to me, you know, when I started and I had never read it. And it's a really, really fun read. So
yes. Yeah. He does a really good job of presenting the information.
Yeah. Yeah. I got that book for my dad. He had a greenhouse. Boy, he wore it out.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah.
All right, 634-1240, if you have a question or a comment today, that is the Fat Boys Tire and Auto phone line. Text line 630-2266. People getting things ready, the ground starting to thaw, guys, so that means prepping. Does a vegetable garden need to be rototilled?
Yeah, well, this one is up for definite conversations. I've had people tell me, you know, I don't rototill at all, you should just let it go natural, and you know, compost over the top. I'm a firm believer that you do need to move that soil around a little bit. Now, as far as rototilling goes, you don't want to turn that stuff into fine baby powder when you're out there, because then you are destroying, you know, microorganisms and stuff that are in that soil, the beneficials. But, you know, there's way different types of schools as far as this goes, double digging and rototilling and whatnot. I personally, you know, if you don't have a rototiller, getting out there with a good spud bar or something and turning that soil over, you know, get that stuff brought back to life in that soil. And I think that's just fine. I don't think you need to really get out there and beat that stuff to death. But, you know, get out there, pull those weeds, get that soil turned and be ready.
Yeah, just make it easier to work. You know, when you want to start planting, you don't want to be in there digging in concrete if it's a little looser. It's going to help you in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, rototilling. You think that's, I don't know, turning the soil, like you said, just turning a spade, just to get in there, shoveling up a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just a regular old shovel. You get in there and flip that stuff over and break it up a little bit. Because, unfortunately, we have ground that our soil compacts very easily here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go test it yourself. I mean, go try and stab your finger into that ground, you know, after the winter's there. And, you know, that stuff really, really settles tight. And you got to move it around. It's definitely going to give your plants an easier time, you know, setting those roots and establishing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty important to get out there and at least disturb it a little bit, I would say. Yep. You know, so
rototilling, to do that, obviously it's kind of the same concept when it comes to aerating for a lawn this time of year, right?
Exactly. Yep. You know, and through the aeration, you're really looking to increase that root space and stuff and get water into the soil and, you know, get everything kick-started. But yeah, it's right along those same lines. You're prepping for the water to come and the plants to come. So
Is it too early to aerate a lawn right now?
No, boy, it's rocking and rolling. If you're driving around town, you'll see all the companies out right now just running those things around. And and there's different ways to aerate, too. We made the mistake 1 year of buying some spiked shoes. And if my wife's listening right now, she'll probably kill me for saying this, but these things were horrible.
Yeah.
You know,
you went and bought some football cleats? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. She found them. You know, it was a really great idea if you have a small yard.
Yeah.
We have half an acre. We didn't do the entire thing, but, yeah, man, you want to work out, strap some of those bad boys on and go stomping around in your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So, needless to say, we call the guys to come aerate now. And it works out really great.
It works perfect.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, knowledge is key.
Exactly.
Trial and error.
Yep, that's how you learn.
All right, let's go to the phone here, guys. And good morning. You are on the Garden Show.
Yeah, good morning there, garden gurus.
Good morning.
What is up, J.O.?
Reporter. Say, speaking of garden tillage, I have extra peat moss.
Uh-huh.
Tune of about the size of a hay bale.
Oh, nice.
You know, I got it. It was the only thing I could find. Shane recommended putting a couple inches when I resoiled a flower planter last year.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got all the, I've got this huge quantity of peat moss. Tired of, it's hard to play soccer with in the shed and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, in the garden, is there any value, any utility of mixing some of that into the vegetable garden?
Yeah, you know, peat moss is great for the number one compaction. You know, as you mix that stuff in, that's like putting compost in. That's exactly what it's going to do. It doesn't break down quite as fast as other organics. And another added benefit is our soils are very alkaline. And as peat moss breaks down, that will change the pH to a little bit more acidic.
Yes.
Which can help, you know, some of the plants we're trying to grow for sure. But, yeah, I wouldn't go overboard with it. But
so, well, what are we talking about, an inch?
Yeah, I would say if you're going to, are you planning on rototilling it in? Or
no, it would be by, the
hand turning?
The rototiller of my foot on a spade.
Yeah. The old foot tiller, yeah. Yeah, I think an inch would be fine to put in there. I wouldn't go too much more than that, but yeah, it's definitely going to help with compaction and some of that stuff.
Okay,
so
just want to get it, start getting it into the system here. How about perennial flower beds? Okay, to mix it in with the mulch there, does that provide any value to anything?
I don't know. What do you think, Isaiah? You're talking about just top dressing?
Yeah, exactly. Just throwing it in with the mulch that's already there. Yeah.
I don't know if that would do too much since you're not going to be incorporating it into the soil quite as much as you would be when you dig it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're
it might just look nice on top.
Yeah.
Just makes it look top pretty. Dress, yeah.
It ain't going to hurt.
Yeah, I don't think it would hurt the plants at all. No.
Okay. Okay. Very good. With that gurus, I've got a little bit of a plan. Thanks.
Excellent. Excellent.
Right. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe.
10-4 Reese, thank you.
634-1240. If you do have a question or a comment today for Jacob and Isaiah, the text line 630-2266. If you don't feel comfortable going on the air, J.O.'s name now in the drawing for the 1240 Easy Cash giveaway.
Yeah. $500, right?
Five hondo, all part right. of that whole thing. We have to That'd take nice. A quick time out, and we'll be back with more of the Garden Show brought to you by Gardening with Altitude right after this.
I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Welcome back to the Weekly Garden Show, everyone. Reese Monaco with you. The Garden Show on Cheyenne today, brought to you by Gardening with Altitude. 1101 Logan Avenue, growing from the ground up. Of course, Cheyenne today, presented each and every day by Black Hills Energy. Jacob and Isaiah, horticulturists from Cheyenne Botanic Gardens, in studio with us today. Gentlemen,
we have a caller that has been waiting patiently on hold.
Awesome.
Let's go to the phone. Good morning. You're on the Garden Show.
morning.
Hi. How Who's this?
This is Fern.
Oh, hi, Fern. How are you?
Good. I just have a question. I have this huge dead spot in my lawn. I don't know what happened. I put fertilizer on last spring, last fall, and I don't think I put too much, or I'd probably lost the whole lawn. So I don't know. But anyway, how do I put seed in that? Do I have to dig up the dead grass first?
Well, it wouldn't hurt to rake out that a little bit of that that thatch.
Okay.
And then get some seed down on it. Now, did you have like a big pile of snow that stayed all winter, or did you have?
I really didn't, because my backyard is where the sun hits.
Yeah.
And it melts really fast back there. The first day I get snow, it's gone, and I don't have anything that stays back there because the sun hits it.
And it's just one big patch
of. I have a small section of lawn, and it's about 3/4 of that lawn.
Huh.
The whole middle. Not the outside, not the edges, the whole middle. I don't know what happened.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. So once I put the seed down, do I put some soil on top of it?
You can top dress with a little bit of soil, depending on how thick that grass is. If there's still that dead grass there, that should protect that seed and hold it in there. And obviously, you got to go, you know, keep that stuff really moist.
Right.
But you might be looking at what, you know, trying to find the cause of that. Without coming out and looking out, I really can't give you too much. Has it ever happened before?
Yeah, I get dead spots a lot on my lawn.
Huh. Okay, well, it can be a couple things that are going on, but I would definitely, you know, when you put that seed down and you're watering it, and as it germinates and starts to come up, keep an eye on it. If it's any sort of yellowing or anything like that, you know, it could be a problem with the fertilizer getting put on too thick in an area. It could be, you know, a water issue. Maybe the water is too heavy or too little in that area. So really, really watch all of the stuff that's going on with that as it's growing. Keep a real close eye on it, and you might be able to figure it out and get a handle on it. But yeah, I definitely just throwing that seed in there. The grass that's there should protect it. So
okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks for the call. 634-1240.
Fat Boys Tire and Auto phone line. Text line 630-2266. How do you keep the birds from eating the seed once you put it out there?
Swinging a rake wildly in the air.
Throwing rocks.
Yeah. No, that's a big problem. Some of the seed you'll buy is coated. Some of it actually comes with a broken down cardboardish material that's meant to hold the water in, you know, and give you a little heads up on that. And I think the birds will mess with that a little bit less.
Yeah.
But we, over the years at my house, have been fighting to get our lawn back. And it's a problem every year. We put seed out and the birds just go to town on it. So you just got to keep an eye on it and try and scare them off. Maybe get a couple you know, the plastic owls, and hang them from the trees, and some chimes, whatever to scare them away.
Yeah. Okay, 634-1240. We did have a text that came in. So this is from Mary. Does Jacob and Isaiah take calls at the gardens when they're working there? And if so, what is a good number to call?
Well, we do take calls there. Occasionally we are, well, I should say more than occasionally, we are out of the office. So they will take a message, and we try to get back to you in a timely manner. A good number for that is 637-6458. That is the main number, and you can just ask for Isaiah or myself. And if we're there, we'll take the call, and if not, we'll try to get back to you. So,
You guys are actually out doing some work?
I know, weird, huh?
Yeah,
I know. I mean, I am, but
I like to hide a lot. That's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
If you can't see me, I'm obviously working.
Yeah,
exactly. I thought we had we do have another call, so
cool.
Let's head back to the phone. Good morning. You are on the Garden Show. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Judy.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I get these little catalogs all the time. They sell all kinds of stuff. They're a Walmart in a catalog thing. And this last one that I got has got these things in it, and they are called cut-to-size flower mats.
Cut-to-size flower mats, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
And they are 17 inches by 96 inches. The different flowers, they have daisies, they have verbena, they have pansies, miniature dahlias, and you're supposed to be able to just cut these things to any size or roll them out and water them, and they'll grow flowers.
So it's a pre-seeded mat that you roll out and you water. Okay, well, I have never used one of those before.
I haven't either. No, I'd be interested to see how they do.
Yeah.
Well, you get two of them for $5.95.
Well, that's not a bad deal to try something out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, the industry is always putting out new types of ways to plant flowers. I've seen seed bombs. I've seen different types of seed packs and different ways to disperse them. So this is just something, you know, that's could have been on the market for a while. I am not familiar with it, but I would say definitely give it a try. Maybe call back and tell us, you know, your results on it, and maybe it's something we can start recommending, because, you know, definitely with your flowers, any sort of wildflowers and stuff like that too, finding the right area for that's going to be key. And that mat might actually help in some of that. You know, you might be able to start those a little bit easier if they're all contained in one thing and getting that same amount of water.
Well, I have one flower garden. It's a triangle shape between three trees, and I have it full of daylilies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It puts on a real good show from, like, the end of June into late July, and then after that, it's just
green. You know? It's just green.
Yeah. Green. And I have tried everything to fill in around my daylilies. You know, I've bought seeds, I've bought started plants, nothing seems to work for me. So I thought maybe I could make this work. So you think it's worth a shot, huh?
Yeah, especially at that price point. You can't. Oh, yeah. I think you can't go wrong there giving that a shot. And like I said, I would love to hear back, even if you want to call the gardens and let me know how it did. So to find out exactly how well those work.
I'll let Reese know how it works.
All right.
Just remember, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
I'm aware of that.
All right. I just thought I'd throw that
Thank
out
you
there.
Very much.
All right. Thanks for the call. 634-1240. If you do have a question or a comment today, text line 630-2266. As we're kind of getting towards the end of the garden show here today with Jacob and Isaiah talking about growing flowers. We just had our caller talk about growing flowers. People already buy growing flowers. Can you direct sow plants from those, Isaiah?
Oh, certainly. Right now is starting to be a good time for a lot of those flowers. I really like zinnias and cosmos. Marigolds do very well. And anytime you direct sow a seed, you want to plant it 2 to 2.5 times as deep as the seed is wide.
Mm-hmm.
So your bigger seeds you plant deeper, your smaller seeds you put just on the top. And what I like to do is mark where I put them, because when they start coming up, they look a lot like weeds.
Yeah.
And it kind of defeats the purpose if I go back out there and pull them all out and then wonder where my flowers are.
How do you mark them?
Either just some kind of tag, you know, if I'm planting it in a row or something, just maybe at the head or the foot of the row, so I know all these coming up in a straight line are supposed to be there.
All your popsicle sticks you've saved over the years and that you want
all
to ride on.
All my jokes on them, yeah.
Yeah.
With the jokes out of them. Yeah. Okay, so direct sowing is a good way to go about it. That's more time intensive, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, whether you're starting them inside, starting them outside, direct sowing, you know, that's the natural way things happen. Definitely, like he said, mark those things, because I've heard lots of stories of people doing that exact thing. Like, yeah, this isn't quite where I planted it, was it? I'll just spray a little Roundup right here to take care of these weeds. Now, where are my zinnias? Or where, you know, why aren't they coming up? So, yeah, keep an eye on that, but you can definitely direct sow around here. A lot of, you know, pay attention to the seed packet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them will say direct sow right on the seed packet. So pay attention to that.
Yes. Yeah. Some will do better direct sow, and then some will be okay if you start them indoors and then transplant them later.
Yeah.
But there's a few, I know herbs are really, they don't like being transplanted. Yeah. Wherever you put them is where they like to live.
Yep.
Yeah.
No matter how bad of spot that is. One really good thing about herbs, you can grow them anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's I mean, the whole thing is this: that instant gratification of going in and buying a rack of flowers and going out and planting them,
sticking them right in the ground,
You know, that instant. Okay, we've got color.
Yeah, you know, that's great, but you know, part of gardening and being a gardener is having patience.
Yes.
You know, that's key. You know, that don't get me wrong, I love that instant gratification of, especially like something big like a tree. It's like, boom. You know, there's 8 feet of tree right there. But there's something to be said for watching your stuff come up. I caught my wife this morning in there looking at all of her seedlings coming up in there. She loves to just go in there and look at those things. And it's great. It's so much fun to watch something come up from what essentially looks like bare soil and go through that whole process. I think it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
You know. Plus you get to learn, you know, if it's something's looking right or not. You know, if you have four seeds that look a certain way and then one of them looks a little bit off, you know, you kind of can tell that one's maybe not supposed to be doing that. So you look at details a lot more as you watch them come up, and I like to do that.
Yeah. It's just the whole knowledge process it that is. We were talking it's, about at the start of the show.
Yeah, learning the hard way.
Trial and error. Yes. All right, well, boys, a pleasure visiting with you, as always. And again, if you do have any questions or comments, go out to the Botanic Garden, see if you can run down Jacob or Isaiah. They'd be more than happy to visit with you or give them a call. Botanic Garden's a kind of a little oasis here in Cheyenne that some people might not know about. This has been the Weekly Garden Show, brought to you by Gardening with Altitude, 1101 Logan Avenue, growing from the ground up. You've been listening to 97.5 FM, AM 1240, KFBC, Cheyenne. Have a great day, everybody.